Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you're with us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another happy 4th of July to everybody out there.
You bet. Happy Independence Day. We have a really great show for you this morning. This is a pre-recorded program, so we will not be taking any questions on the air. We have a special guest for you this morning. We're very happy to have Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish with us of the state of Wisconsin. And good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and
pleasure.
Talk to us at BizTalk. Tell us a little bit about your business background. I understand you have an entrepreneurial background a long time ago, or maybe not so many years ago. You started a business.
It feels like a long time ago.
Tell us a little bit how you got started and what motivated you to do that.
Sure. I have had different experiences in Wisconsin's workforce. I started out as an employee. I worked for the Hearst Argyle Corporation, a very large media corporation at WISN-TV in Milwaukee, and I was a news anchor. I was in a situation that you are well familiar with, working in a media background, and I reported on great business success stories.
Okay.
And so it was terrific. But very soon after I had my first baby, I realized that I needed a little bit more flexibility. And that was a little bit before the time where women were offered part-time opportunities. Mm-hmm. And when I pursued one of my own, didn't exactly work out how I would have dreamed it to look. And so I ended up leaving on really great terms because I always imagined coming back to work in television news. And I decided that I was going to raise my daughter from home.
Okay.
Well, what ended up happening is what a lot of women encounter. All of a sudden, even though we sold our house and moved to one with a less expensive mortgage, and even though my husband was working hard, ends started not to meet as well as we wanted them to. And so I decided that rather than go back to my job that I had had previously, I would start my own small business from home.
Okay.
So I did a lot of contract work, mostly during nap times when my children were sleeping, but I started my own media and marketing company. And I had been a marketing major for 3 of my 4 years in pursuing my bachelor's degree in journalism. So I was able to take my education and then also build on a lot of the wonderful relationships that I had established while I was in television and really do some good work. I worked with itty-bitty businesses like a tiny general store in Stone Bank, Wisconsin, to very large multinational clients like GE Medical on their diagnostic imaging rebrand globally.
And where did you work out of? What location? What part of the state?
Well, I was a contractor, and so I worked out of my home in southeastern Wisconsin.
Okay.
But I was flown across the country when I worked for Walgreens Corporation on their Health Corner television show that talked a lot about healthcare innovations and also HR, human resources innovations. And then I did some work in Metro Milwaukee for large not-for-profit, the Milwaukee Public Museum. So you get to know in a media marketing capacity all sorts of different issues with all sorts of different levels and tiers of businesses. And so my education through being a contractor in this industry really informed how I work as a small business liaison as your lieutenant governor.
And you of course got very interested, you know, good education in what is ups and downs and how to respond.
You got it. And I noticed there were a lot of frustrations on all levels, all tiers of businesses, and ways where government could improve its relationship with her employers. And that's the case still today. There are a lot of opportunities I think Wisconsin has to improve, but also I think that we have come a long way in doing some great reform, and we've made Wisconsin a really wonderful place where we can honestly say we're open for business.
Rebecca, I think your experience as a business owner and entrepreneur starting your own company, growing it, and working with such a broad range of clients is serving you well in your capacity today as Lieutenant Governor.
It really has. The variety of experience, I think, was the most valuable part. Mm-hmm. I think all of us work hard, right, when we go in and we do work that we know we're going to be paid for. But ultimately, the variety, I think, was very, very helpful.
What do you think is one of the more serious or more important lessons you learned as an entrepreneur that carries your what you do today as Lieutenant Governor?
Well, one of the things that I think is employed daily in my job today is the willingness to be resilient and stick to my guns when there is something difficult. In business, that's just kind of what you have to do. And I struck out in search of new business, which is a part of my contract with a marketing agency I had in the Waukesha County area back in, I believe it was about 2009. Well, 2009 for a marketing agency. My goodness, there is
you were having a lot of fun.
Right. There's a reputation among folks that marketing and research and development are the first things to go when a recession hits. And so resilience was the name of the game. It is today in politics, too.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happy and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. We're talking a little bit about her experience as an entrepreneur in the state of Wisconsin, and we'll be talking to her shortly about her role now as Lieutenant Governor. And what can Wisconsin do to help an entrepreneur succeed today? How do we retain good employees? But first, we want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in Appleton at the Chamber Building. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have approximately 54 volunteer mentors in our chapter with expertise in areas from marketing to IT to intellectual properties, banking, cash flow, legal, and it's all free and confidential. So if you're a business owner and you're looking for some assistance or a sounding board on how to grow your company, or if you're just starting out and you're looking for getting going, just starting out from the box, contact us at SCORE, and you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application, request for mentoring, hit the send button, and probably within 2 or 3 days, you'll be contacted for your first meeting. So again, if you're in business or you're looking for some assistance on growing your business or maybe expanding your business, or maybe you're in trouble in your business, you need some help, give us a send an email to us at foxcities.score.org. for some free information or confidential information.
And yes, just remember that when, no matter how many times you come back, how many sessions we have, they're always free and they're always confidential. So we're there for the life of your business.
Yep. Okay, we're here with Rebecca Clayfish as Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. And we were talking in the first segment about her experience as an entrepreneur. Rebecca, tell us a little bit about what Wisconsin is doing to support entrepreneurism and the business owners in Wisconsin.
Well, when you look at entrepreneurship, I think you have to take a really good look at the true definition, right? Because entrepreneurs are not simply the startup guys who are in the coffee shops with their Apple products. You know, these are folks who have started their small businesses and are growing their small businesses and retain employees every day. Some of them are sole proprietorships, some of them partnerships, but it's not just that one look that we tend to think of as the startup guy. So entrepreneurs are small business owners. They are the idea guys who perhaps have yet to develop it into the concept that's going to make them their first million.
They're usually full of passion.
Right, and they're passionate, exactly. So I think when you talk about an entrepreneur, you have to look at the broad scope of the things that we have done over the last number of years. I think the first thing that we've done for the entrepreneur in Wisconsin is allowed them to keep more of their own money.
Bingo.
Okay.
We know
that's a cash flow thing.
Exactly. We know that small business owners tend to take any tax relief they get and farm it right back into their business. And so you've made a really wise investment if you've allowed your small business owners, your entrepreneurs, to keep more of their own money, because they're going to invest it right back in their workforce or perhaps capital equipment or a new real estate acquisition.
How important is the small business owner to job creation in Wisconsin?
Oh, goodness. Small business owners create between 60 and 80% of new jobs. And so if we are going to focus on the group that is going to mushroom our job growth, just explode it, then focus on the small business owner. And that's what we have done. Not only has the governor signed about $2 billion in tax relief into law, we're doing a budget right now that includes two more years of property tax relief. That's essential. What else is essential is certainty, stability, and predictability in government. Because already we know that the free market provides the opposite of all of those three, because you have so many market forces at work. Mm-hmm. So small business owners, entrepreneurs, should be turning to government as the guys who say, okay, steady as she goes. We're not going to rock the boat. So you guys can count on us. You can count on us lowering taxes. You can count on us reducing your regulatory burden. You can count on us being onerous and adding to the number of sheets you have to complete for compliance and paperwork every day, when we know that you also have to focus on making some money and paying your employees.
Right. Now, for the past few years, of course, we've seen some ups and downs as far as that stability is concerned. Now that things have kind of calmed down as the state government is concerned, are you seeing that you're able to have more stability to provide for the small businessman?
Well, our goal was always certainty, stability, and predictability, and that's what Act 10 actually accomplished. We know that it has saved taxpayers between state and local governments more than $3 billion. And Wisconsin is the only state in America with no unfunded pension liability.
Yes.
Literally.
Ooh,
only
congratulations.
One.
That's a strength.
That's huge.
Thanks. So that's one of those strengths,
huge.
Right, that we have uniquely. And though there was a little bit of boat rocking there for a moment, and there was a statewide election, the attempt at creating that certainty, stability, and predictability absolutely worked. And we knew it would from the beginning, but we also know that just because we know where something is going doesn't mean that everybody always sees exactly what we saw. And so we've been able, I think, as a state, to reach that conclusion together, and it's really good.
Good. We're going to take another break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Are
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're here this morning with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who's sharing some thoughts about how she has started a business, succeeded in business, and now is Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. And what is Wisconsin doing to help entrepreneurs? Rebecca, we've heard many comments in the past couple years about how difficult it is for entrepreneurs to go to the bank and borrow money, that just money's just not available. How is that changing in Wisconsin?
Well, a lot of things changed, obviously, since the passage of Dodd-Frank in the federal government. And as you know, as Lieutenant Governor, I can't affect what Congress does. But what I can do is encourage different routes and avenues for small business lending here at home. In fact, just a few days ago, I was there for the opening of a new branch for River Valley Bank in Middleton, Wisconsin. It's rare that you see a community bank expanding like that. Well, they're expanding because they're focusing almost exclusively on home mortgages and small business loans. And so we can't discount the fact that there are dollars available at your community banks, but Dodd-Frank obviously makes things a little bit different than before the recession. We know that, banks do not have the ability to lend to certain cases. And so what a lot of folks are doing is pursuing different avenues for their funding. Wisconsin has a new crowdfunding law. Very few people have taken advantage of it, but it's a unique way.
I've done a lot of research on that for Wisconsin and also on the national crowdfunding programs and so on. And for the person with a real exciting business, crowdfunding is just a unique way to do it. It isn't for everybody.
It isn't for everybody.
But it can be really exciting.
Yeah, another place that you can go is WBIC, W-W-B-I-C, where you can have access to microloans. Wisconsin Business Development, another microlender. Even WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, does some first home and small business lending. And our Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation regularly seeds our African American Chamber, our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and also our Hmong Chamber of Commerce. We also have a program called Vet Transfer, and so veteran small business owners have access to opportunities there as well. So there are a number of ways you can access financing, as well as, you know, meeting up with angel investors through any number of our startup and our entrepreneurial meetup groups. We have got a ton in all of our metro areas, and so Wisconsin business owners need to, well, I would say, make a first stop at SCORE or one of our technical colleges or SBA or even our office. Just email me at ltgov@wisconsin.gov to get some suggestions.
What was that again? I'm sorry, I didn't write that fast enough.
Sure, ltgov at wisconsin.gov.
Got it.
And you can get a list of different folks who are interested in lending to our brand new startups or our small business owners.
Our SCORE chapter is developing a partnership with CAP Services.
Terrific.
And one of our SCORE clients just recently was approved for a $250,000 loan.
That's exciting.
Through CAP Services.
That's exciting.
And interestingly enough, the banks turned them down.
Well, there
so
are a lot of
cases. That's an alternative that worked.
There are a lot of cases like that. I think you have entrepreneurs who just need to find the perfect fit. But the sign of a good entrepreneur, the sign of a good business owner is someone who doesn't quit.
Right.
Right? And you
and
have to be resilient.
Right. You've got to have a good business
plan.
You've
got to have a good business plan. But this is with that assumption made.
Yep.
So you go into any bank, you go into WBIC, you go into Wisconsin Business Development, and you don't have a solid business plan, well, you're not going to make it even on a crowdfunding site.
Have you found that some of the local, even the county groups have lending available through revolving loan funds and that type of thing?
No question.
You found them playing a role also?
And there are accelerators and there are incubators and there are scores, gosh, pun intended, I guess there, scores of mentors available throughout the state.
Yes.
It's just that it's really hard sometimes to know what you don't know. Right. And so if you are an entrepreneur with a dream or a startup guy who is just getting invested in Wisconsin's startup economy, or even a small business owner looking to take your $500,000 business a year to a $3 million business a year, we want to help you grow. Let us point you in the right direction.
We can. There are a lot of great resources to help that business owner succeed and create more jobs for Wisconsin.
Right. And so I hope you don't mind if I just drop for a moment a hint for our small business owners and those who are excited, because every year we know that government can sometimes be a partner, and if you don't know government very well, can sometimes be a hindrance when you're trying to grow your business. And so years ago we started the Governor's Small Business Summit, and we bring everyone from government, our whole cabinet goes on the road, and we meet with our small business owners for a day. You get one-on-one attention with the cabinet secretaries themselves, our deputy secretaries, our assistant deputy secretaries. They bring their teams out from Madison. This year we're going to be doing it in Eau Claire. It's going to be September 9th. It's called the Small Business Summit.
Cool.
And we would love for our small business owners to just pencil it in. Usually it's about $50, and that buys you your continental breakfast, it buys you your lunch with the governor, and it buys you a really great opportunity.
How many years have you been doing that? Has Wisconsin been doing
that? We started it our first year in office, so 2011.
Okay.
And the governor said, I really care deeply about making sure our small business owners succeed. And I said, well, let's do this. After traveling the state doing what we called small business roundtables, having between 10 and 30 small business owners around the table, hearing their concerns, hearing their advice, this is kind of the culmination. Every year around fall, we get together with our small business owners. They tell us what's on their minds, and we download good information on them.
What was the date on that again?
It's going to be September 9th in Eau Claire at the Plaza. Yeah.
We talked earlier about bank loans and getting funding for business owners so they could create jobs. And speaking of jobs, what is Wisconsin's approach to workforce development and retaining good talent here in Wisconsin for employers?
Boy, we are working really hard right now, and here's why. Every day, if you go to our totally free Department of Workforce Development website called jobcenterofwisconsin.com, you'll see that there are between 80,000 and 85,000 open jobs.
In Wisconsin.
On our totally free site.
Right.
Today, there are 82,715 job openings.
Okay.
Right? Can you guys verify that you're looking at my cell phone right now and
it's
that
true.
I am telling you the truth.
How many small businesses are there in Wisconsin? Like 360,000 or something?
Yeah, there are about we're nearing the 400,000 mark. I know that. I don't have the exact stat, but I can call over to our Department of Financial Institutions and they would be able to tell you.
But they're creating jobs and they need employees.
They are, and that's why it's so key to train up the employees. So we know that we have a number of open jobs. We know that we still have folks who are on unemployment insurance. Day to day, you know, it tends to be around the 40,000 mark, but even if you in one day had everyone on unemployment insurance go over to our free website and pick one of those jobs, you'd still end up with 40,000 open jobs. A lot of those small businesses really need employees working in order to continue to deliver to their customer base and grow their
and
customer
support their
base.
Families. The employees can support their families and buy that house.
Right. But right now there's a shortage of those folks, the good employees. So what we need to do is assure that our potential employees have the skills they need in order to get the jobs that are available. That's why we're really investing in our technical colleges. You guys remember probably when we had the surplus last year, last spring, well, we set aside about $35 million for worker training, things that went to youth apprenticeship, things that went to assuring that folks with disabilities could get the job skills that they needed in order to get the jobs they wanted. And then also buying down all of the waiting lists across Wisconsin for our high needs industries and our technical colleges. This was essential in order to build capacity for those high needs industries classes that fill up at our technical colleges so we can get folks in, press fast forward on their career development, and get them out the door and into great family-sustaining wage jobs.
Yeah, the area I see it as, you know, is the workforce gap that they talk about, or the skills gap.
Sure, the skills gap.
And that you're working on. Specific areas that you are concentrating on for people who small businesses who need people, people do they need? What job types?
Right now, we're particularly struggling in manufacturing, specifically welding and CNC machining.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a second career right now, you decide that what you're doing right now is not for you and you're looking to shift gears, boy, I'd recommend those areas. I just attended a graduation for some of our corrections department customers, about eight guys. I've been a huge champion of our mobile manufacturing lab because if you take this lab full of machines and manufacturing equipment, teach the folks who are looking for a second chance right now, obviously, they are in our corrections department and they have time on their hands, but you put them to work earning and learning skills, and then when they're released, recidivism is driven down because they're so busy. You got it. They're so busy contributing to the economy and being a taxpayer that it's a dual good. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an out-of-the-box resource to fill our skills gap. Obviously, a little more traditional one is young people moving into the job market and also folks who may have considered years ago retiring but realize that aging today isn't what it was 20 years ago, and that
Randy
they probably
and I are both 39.
Yeah. I see that, but they have a lot more left to give in the economy, and so they're looking for another career. So I would recommend CNC machining. Usually, you start off at a really great wage. Average wage there is about $41,000 a year, so great wage there. The other place where we really need help is transportation and logistics. Schneider National, which is, as you guys know, right up the street here, they could hire 1,200 drivers in one day if they had the opportunity. And so the other kind of out-of-the-box resource we're looking at to fill our skills gap is our returning veterans. And so we are focusing on our healthcare industry and transportation and logistics and law enforcement with our veterans who have tremendous skills and soft skills like you wouldn't believe. Chain of command, chain of supply, leadership, followership. They know how to be on time. Really terrific folks.
Well, there's so many boomers today approaching their retirement age like you indicated, but they're probably going to work a few more years because they don't feel that old.
You got it.
But eventually they're going to turn over, the job's going to turn over, and we need someone to fill that position, and there just needs to be more trained employees to do that.
Bingo. And 50% of the new jobs that are created in Wisconsin over the next several years will require something more than a high school diploma, but less than a bachelor's degree. We're talking about technical college, guys.
Absolutely.
So that's usually a two-year or a certification program, and people find these opportunities so rewarding.
And I was up at the employers support it too, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, the employers make up the technical college boards, and so they're very invested
tuition
in that
reimbursement
success.
Programs.
You got it. Watt grants, you name it.
The idea of the cooperation between the technical schools, the businesses, and government. Again, to expand a little bit on how you're seeing that, is that growing today? Are we working in a positive way in that direction?
Not only are businesses incredibly important, vibrant members of communities, but they're also vibrant members of the technical college boards, work directly with the instructors at these technical colleges in order to determine what skills folks need in order to pluck them right out of those courses, put them right directly into their workforces. We're seeing our UW system follow that trend, and interestingly enough, K-12. Our younger kids are also getting in on the act as employers invest in their local K-12 schools, putting in machines and labs or even 3D printers or bringing in some of their employees in order to mentor young people down their career paths. You know, starting in 2 years, we are going to fully implement our academic and career plans for Wisconsin kids starting age 6th grade and up, where kids yearly will revisit with teachers, moms and dads, guidance counselors, school administrators, and community mentors how they are going to make their careers in Wisconsin and what academic steps they need to take in order to do it.
So you'd be able to give more exposure to these younger kids to what the jobs really mean and how they're done, as opposed to what we do now, which seems to be wait towards the end of their high school career and then say, oh, by the way, there are other things besides going to college.
You put it better than I did. I'll tell you what, Randy, it is absolutely essential that we tell our young people, their parents, parents, their guidance counselors, their instructors, what's actually available in Wisconsin's economy, and where the money is. There are college graduates, and every year we manage to graduate the bachelor's degree class with the biggest debt load in American history. Right. There are college graduates who are graduating with $30,000 in student loan debts who can't make more than $30,000 a year in their field of choice. And so they turn around, and I meet them at a technical college where they're studying to be a welder, where they can be making $50,000 to $100,000 a year.
Where can folks go to find out more about these programs, Rebecca?
Our Department of Workforce Development is the great place to start, because our job centers will not only give you some of the techniques that you need in order to succeed, resume development and also interview skills and job search skills to begin with, but also we have a number of programs by which you can match up what skill sets you do have with a variety of different careers. Oh, imagine like a Venn diagram for your skill set versus a number of careers. You want to see what your skills could help you succeed in. Mm-hmm. And it may be in kind of out-of-the-box ways. Our Department of Workforce Development does really wonderful things
with that. And people don't have to leave Wisconsin to participate. They can do it right here in Wisconsin.
We want to retain people here. We want to retain our bright and educated and ethical workers, and we want to make sure that they end up retiring here as well, because we don't want to lose one of our best resources, which is our seniors.
Mm-hmm. One of the other organizations that we run into a lot and work with a lot is WEDC. You want to talk about that a little bit and how dovetailing with workforce development, WEDC, especially for the entrepreneur.
WEDC offers a number of programs. You can access those resources by going to inwisconsin.com. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going to find tax credit programs. That's where you're going to find contiguous site programs. That's where you're going to find different grants programs that may help you determine whether you may be eligible for some of the things that WEDC offers. Now, a lot of times we think of WEDC as the agency. It's the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, by the way, the agency that tries to bring in big relocations. And you know what? Those are some of our most fun victories, the ones that we love to wave the Wisconsin flag about. And, you know, we celebrate a lot. But at the end of the day, we know that it's our small business owners that are our bread and butter.
We're going to take a last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to finish our interview with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and we're talking about business in Wisconsin and how Wisconsin is helping entrepreneurs create new jobs, grow their businesses, and retain skilled laborers for Wisconsin's economy. Rebecca, we were talking a little bit during the break about the Small Business Academy. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, I chair the Governor's Task Force on Minority Unemployment, and as we as a group were identifying barriers to employment, we realized that entrepreneurship is the perfect opportunity to get people over the hurdle of unemployment. And you had mentioned, actually, Tony, in one of the breaks, the fact that in a recession, in an economic downturn, you see a lot of brilliant businesses mm-hmm. begun, because sometimes it allows realignment for existing businesses, mm-hmm. but those who are entrepreneurial see opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we want more folks to see opportunity. And so last year we started Small Business Academy. It's attached to our marketplace, which is what we do downtown Milwaukee at the Pottawatomie Casino. And we do it in relation with WEDC, with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And it is basically a half-day seminar. We'd only do it a half-day because we want our moms to be able to get a sitter and come. It's totally free. Okay. So it's basically how do you write a business plan? And what are folks looking for? How do you find a customer base?
Right.
How do you develop your relationships in order to not only, you know, get some good marketing time, but also reach the dollars that you need in mm-hmm. order to grow? How do you hire an employee? All of these things are discussed, and we try and condense it so that folks can determine whether the light bulb above their head should turn into a business, or whether that's something that maybe they want to patent and sell,
sure.
or maybe whether they should stick with their current route.
Which is still a success, because at SCORE we celebrate the fact that someone might start a business because they've gone through the research. But if they come to the conclusion that it's not for them right now, that's a success too.
Well, you want to make sure that people are living their American dreams, mm-hmm. right? And that looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think we spend a lot of time judging what other people's American dreams look like.
Right.
But instead, what we need to do is really encourage folks. And that's what Small Business Academy does. So look for Marketplace in October.
Okay.
It's sponsored by WEDC. That might be something fun if you want to attend our Small Business Academy.
You mentioned moms. Is it for men too?
Yeah. Oh, anybody can go. The impetus for it, obviously,
sure.
was to encourage potential minority or female small business owners, but yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, we have about 2.5 minutes left, and as is our custom at BizTalk, we ask our guests for a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom, something that might inspire a listener out in the audience to go ahead and pull the trigger or maybe not pull it. What's your biz tip, Lieutenant Governor?
Well, 95% of the world's customers don't live here.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I would like to encourage you to consider exporting.
Okay.
We have a really great program at the state called Export Tech, and our Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will give scholarships for folks to attend Export Tech. But then on top of that, we'll give you a scholarship for putting translation on your website or maybe attending a show in Shanghai. What we want you to do is diversify, because there's nothing that provides a better business cushion than diversification in a goods-based economy like Wisconsin's, like exporting.
How active are Wisconsin businesses in exporting now?
Oh, well, we just set another record, $23.4 billion in exports last year, which means we're up 1.4% year over year. And that's really exciting. But like I said, the best way for us to cushion our economy is to make sure that we are exporting, reach that 95% of clientele that we don't reach in our domestic market. The other business tip I have, hire a veteran.
Who you
very
are.
Good. Yes.
You're talking to two of them.
Right, so.
Oh, God bless
are,
you guys.
So.
Thank you very much for your service.
You bet.
Okay. A number of these programs, of course, are down in the southern part of the state. Any thoughts of bringing some of those things like the academy and so on up to the northern part sometime?
Well, we brought Small Business Summit all around the state. We're doing it in Eau Claire this year, which is the furthest north we've had. But we also have a separate Governor Small Business Summit just for those businesses who are north of Highway 29.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're doing the Small Business Summit, you know, in further northern reaches of the state this year than we have in the past. But the very first one we ever did was in Green Bay.
Great.
We've also moved it to Stevens Point and La Crosse. And so we're pretty in Racine. So we've never actually done that one in Madison or Milwaukee. But you're right. Small Business Academy does tend to be in Milwaukee. But there's no reason why we can't move it around.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, we want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning.
My pleasure.
This talk. It was a great conversation. And we wish you all the very best in the future.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you very
Enjoy
much for joining us.
Thank
You've been
you.
Listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.